Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Dell challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, National Award-winning Investor of the Year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Dell Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. Proudly sitting in for Del Walmsley, I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Well, here we are, following another rough week for the stock market. Last week, the markets were a total down 1.5 points. But what's interesting is 4 of those 5 days saw a 1+ point shift in either direction. So it was up over a point, down over a point, up over a point for the last 5 days, and this morning they're up again. So make that 5 of the last 6 trading days. We've seen over a 1% shift in either side. So I call that volatile. And I also say that I'm so happy that my net worth is not tied up in the stock market. I'll only tell you, I'm not here to predict the market, but I'll only tell you the market will go up and it'll come down. And when it comes down, it's most likely in a very unpredictable fashion and at an unpredictable time. And if you're at a point in your life where you're dependent upon the market for your living expenses, that's not a good thing for many reasons. If you're retired and the market crashes 30, 40%, how does that affect your lifestyle? Will you be able to make that loss up, or do you just reduce how much you allot yourself annually over the next few years? What's that look like? What if you decide to live beyond the average lifespan, God forbid, right? Did you save enough for the extra years? What if you decide to live to be 95? Did you save enough? No one wants to outlive their money. Your plan should not be dependent upon a finite sum. It should be dependent upon an infinite sum. Think about that. And let's look at this from a different angle. Let's say you're in midlife, right? 30 to 50 years, and the market drops 40%. 30 to 50 years old, that's supposed to be your prime wealth generation years, right? I just read an article discussing wealth plateaus in life a few days ago, and this particular article was based upon the fact that by 33, you should have saved at least $100,000, and by age 40, you need to be debt-free, and that after 40 was your prime wealth generation years. And it was a nifty article. I mean, it was brief, but my biggest concern really is the article never mentioned what that $100,000 should look like. Where is it? Is that $100,000 in savings? Is it in a checking account? Is it in a CD? Is it in real estate? The article never says that. The article just simply assumed that everyone puts their money in the market, right? The school of fish mentality, run with the herd, the sheep, conventional wisdom plan, whatever analogy you want to assert here, because I see that all the time. Everyone just assumes that your wealth is tied up in the market, and I guess that's the status quo plan. But I'll ask it again. What if you're in your wealth building years, you're age 30 to 50, and the market drops 40%? How does that change your retirement horizon? Because it's happened to me. It happened in October 1997. It happened with the tech bubble in 2000. We had a downturn after 9/11 that extended into 2002. And then we saw it again with the recession, 2008, 2009, 2010. Are we seeing the beginnings of a drop now? I don't know, but I'll tell you what, the stock market drop or change up or down has zero effect on the leases of my single family homes. The rent is still due on the first, my friend. My passive income will continue to be deposited into my checking account each and every month. I don't care what the yield curve is, whether it's inverted or not inverted. Our leases remain in effect and rent's due on the first. Rental income is not tied to the stock market. And let's talk about rental income. We call it passive income. And that passive income is, for me, is tax-free because I set my deals up in such a way that we depreciate the rehab and the expenses of the homes against the positive cash flow. And let me ask you this. When you take a distribution from your stock market accounts and mutual funds, are those tax-free? Probably not, unless you're invested in, let's say, tax-free munis or a Roth account. But most people are in everyday stocks, mutual funds, IRAs, 401ks. And here's another reason I like passive income instead of having funds in the stock market. This might be the biggest reason. I control my money. I'm in charge of my wealth. I'm in charge of my financial future. I don't have to rely upon Wall Street. Someone sneezes on Wall Street and my net worth is affected. That's not fair. I don't have to wait until I'm 59 and a half to take a distribution. And I say 59 and a half, that's the age the government will let you take money, begin taking money out of your retirement accounts, your retirement savings account. And let me stress that word, your. It's your money. You saved it. Don't you love it? You put it into an IRA, a 401k, and Uncle Sam says, hey, you cannot access those funds without taking a penalty. How dare you? What's wrong with that picture? Let me ask you this. Who has more freedom? Someone like me, who's in control of their wealth, or someone who's trapped in the market and has no control over their funds, or worse, cannot access those funds without a penalty and taxes being applied? Wouldn't you like to create some passive income? Let me tell you, it is easier than you think. We do it every day. We help people do it every day. We teach people to do it every day. And at Lifestyles Unlimited, essentially, we've got two routes you can take to create passive income, and you can choose which route's best for you. In fact, many of our members will take one route, and then as their expertise and their wealth grows, their wealth horizons change, they'll morph and participate in another route. I did the same thing. And let's touch on those two paths, those two routes for a moment. Route one, I'm going to call single family rent homes. Okay. By far the easiest way, the most simple way to create passive streams of income. We have members that have purchased as many as 10 single family rent homes in 1 year. We have other folks that buy 1 to 4 in a year. And many of our members own dozens of rent homes. I personally know some folks that have plus 30 rent homes. Then our other path is multifamily investing, multifamily apartments, right? So on the multifamily path, there's really three ways to invest. The first way is by far the most simple way to be an investor and to create passive income, and that's called the passive investor. And as a passive investor, it's exactly what it sounds like. You are an investor only. You're not involved in the business. Someone else runs the business. You receive your dividends quarterly. And again, this is easiest and most hands-off way to create passive income, or as we call it, mailbox money, right? Because the hard part of being a passive investor is if that check is not automatically deposited into your account, you physically have to go to the mailbox, open the mailbox, pull the envelope out, open the envelope, endorse the check, and deposit it into your banking account. It is that difficult. Can you hear the sarcasm in my voice? So you can invest in a passive multifamily deal for as little as $25,000, okay? It does not take an arm and a leg. You can easily be a passive investor for as little as $25,000. Now, the next way in multifamily investing is to be the lead investor, and that's the person that actually creates, manages, and oversees the investment. This is a full-time job. but it can be extremely lucrative. And let me tell you about our lead investors that we have. These are some of the brightest, most hardworking people I have ever met in my life, and they come from all walks. We have leads that were corporate vice presidents in IT, accounting, management, extremely successful people that left corporate America to buy their time back and to become multi-millionaires. Our leads were everyday people, just like yourself, contractors, electricians, sales reps. And it's not about where you came from. It's about your drive, your dedication, and your plan. And the last way, the ultimate way, is an IRO. That's an independent rental owner. And that's where you own the apartment community yourself. You have no investors with you. You are the sole owner, and you manage that asset, you run that asset, and you reap the benefits of that asset. So whichever path is best for you, we have the education and the mentors to help you along the way. We can show you the way. We can help you. We can show you success with our plan. We'll be right back on the other side. My name is Mike Harrison, and this is the Del Walmsley Radio Show. If you have any questions at all, I encourage you to give me a call at 877-711-5211.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for over 28 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. It's easy to see why Think Realty magazine named us the best in the U.S. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Del says the things you just can't say to your friends, boss, kids, financial planner, spouse, even the cat. Need him to deliver the message for you? Don't worry. Del's past show archives are just a mouse click away. So go to DellOnTheRadio.com and turn your speakers up for everyone to hear. Del delivers his daily Dellisms and liberating unconventional wisdom 24 hours a day at DellOnTheRadio.com.
Did you know that every dollar you invest in real estate makes you money five ways? Cash flow, money in your pocket each month. Equity capture, the thousands of dollars you create when you have the right team and buy the right property using the right map. Appreciation, real estate can increase in value over time. Equity buildup, renters pay down your mortgage each month. And finally, the tax advantage. When done correctly, real estate investors pay no taxes on our cash flow and capital gains. At Lifestyles Unlimited, these are the five ways we make money in real estate, which is why real estate accounts for more millionaires in the world today than any other investment vehicle. You should have some real estate in your portfolio. To learn how to attend a Lifestyles Unlimited free workshop, call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com and register for the next available workshop. That's 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Austin.com.
Talk 13.7, the right choice.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. There are many ways to invest in real estate, and single-family homes is by far the easiest place to start. And today, I want to share a countdown for those of you considering a rent home purchase. First, you need to understand the why, the mission, so to speak. And the why would you want to own a single-family rent home? Well, the why is to generate passive streams of income. The why is to build wealth. For me, the why was to buy back my time. You see, real estate income is considered passive income, not W-2 income. And there are many advantages to that. And if you want to learn more about the advantages of passive income versus W-2 income, I'm not going to go through those on today's show. But I do have a show I did in late June called The True Cost of the Pursuit of W-2 Income. The True Cost of the Pursuit of W-2 Income. You can pick that up at Lifestyles Unlimited. If you click on our radio button there, you'll see all of our shows from all of our hosts. And you can scroll through the shows or use the search bar at the bottom right of the page. But for the remainder of the show, let's have some fun. I want to take the most basic way to create passive income, the single family home, and I want to share a countdown with you. So how do you start? Where do you start? What are the steps to go through? And I want this to be a countdown, almost kind of like a countdown for the rocket launch, right? The Apollo moon landing. It's the 50th anniversary this year. But with a countdown is not a timer. A countdown, there's a purpose to a countdown. And a countdown is actually a sequence of steps. And before you can move to the next step, you've got to complete this step. In fact, completing one step in many ways makes the next step possible. So, for instance, you couldn't have launched a rocket if you went from step 8 to step 15 back to step 3. So you get the idea. You've got to go through these steps sequentially. I'm going to call this show Countdown to a Rent Home. And I've got this countdown at 11 steps. But don't be fooled. Each step is crucial. And many of these steps have some subsets within them. And I'll review those. But essentially, they're answers that must be completed prior to going forward, prior to the next unit in the countdown. And just like Apollo 11, their destiny was the moon. They didn't just pick a trajectory part prior to launch. You've got to have a trajectory. That launch sequence was designed around the trajectory. You follow me? And if you really want to look at big picture, Apollo 11 was a step in itself. You had to have the previous Apollos. You had to have 8 before you can have 9, 9 before you can have 10. On and on and on. So I'm sure some of you NASA folks may be emailing me later. But anyway, we're going to go through this and we're going to use this analogy on the single family rent home countdown. So here's the countdown. Number 11, education. Do not jump off into real estate without getting educated. This by far is the most important step of this sequence. And there's books, there's blogs, there's real estate investment groups. There's educational groups like Lifestyles Unlimited, and there's networking groups. And I highly encourage you to utilize all four of these steps. Lifestyles Unlimited, we're actually the best at what we do, and we have the jewelry to prove it. So Lifestyles Unlimited, we've been around for 30 years, essentially. But you've got to understand how the investment's going to affect you. How's it going to work? What's the process? And so 11, education. Continuing the countdown, 10, mentor. Cannot stress this enough. Mentor is someone who has done or is doing what you want to do, okay? If you are going to get into single-family real estate, you need a mentor who owns single-family real estate, okay? Not just a financial person. Those are great. Maybe you have several mentors, but get a mentor who is doing or has done what you want to accomplish. And this mentor needs to be someone who'll challenge you, one who will help you set goals and expectations, someone who's going to help you analyze the deals, and again, someone who's not afraid to tell you no when you need to hear the word no and keep you from distractions. I see a lot of people that say, well, I want to invest in real estate, and okay, what kind? Single family, all right? And then I get a call 3 weeks later, and they're asking me about a piece of property on the corner of some busy street. And I say, well, what are you doing? And they say, well, in 4 years, this land will be worth X. And I say, how do you know? And what's the cash flow? And they just kind of look at me and I say, you need to get back on track. If you want to invest in single family homes, a piece of land, 2 acres, is not a single family home. So your mentor needs to keep you from distractions. Continuing the countdown, 9, flight plan, okay? I call this the flight plan. What type of property are you targeting? This is important. You're going to need this to help filter through different ideas, different thoughts, different entities to invest in. So if you're targeting a 322, for instance, that's our basic model. That's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2-car garage. So you need to know, what are you targeting? At the same time, if a 321 comes across and the math makes sense, I'm not saying you can't take it down. In fact, I own a couple of 321s myself, okay? But at the time, I was looking for 322s. but you've got to have that in place so you don't get distracted. Again, if someone sends you a 5-bedroom, 4-bath, 3-car garage, if you're looking for 322s, that sounds a bit far from what you're looking for. Are you willing to accept a property with a swimming pool? Yes or no? You need to answer that question. I recommend no. I think it's dangerous. I think it's a risk. But anyway, do I know investors that have single-family rent homes with pools? Yes, I do, and they do just fine. 2-story home, are you willing to accept that? Yes or no? Age of home, this one's important. What are you willing to invest in? And many people, the answer is anything as long as it cash flows once you get good at it. But a lot of folks, when they first start out, they'll say, I don't want anything that's over 20 years old. My friend Andy Webb, he loves 50s product, and he does a great job. Are you willing to accept a home on a busy street? Or what about a home with an HOA? So again, with your flight plan, these are answers that you need to have in mind as you go forward. Are you willing to invest in duplexes or triplexes? Yes or no? Condos, townhomes. Again, I don't recommend those, and that's not our model. But are there successful real estate investors that do just fine with it? Absolutely. Location, that's a big one. Do you want a rent home close to where you live? Are you okay having a rent home that's 7 states away from where you live? I know folks that do it both ways. In fact, I just saw a case study a few nights ago of a couple in Virginia that has 18 doors in Texas. Amazing. And they manage them themselves. So this is all part of your flight plan. Continuing in the flight plan, funds. Yes, dollars. This will require some capital. And at this stage, you need to move that capital to where you can access it immediately. Checkings, savings, whatever. This capital does not need to be tied up, because when it comes time to launch, you're going to need to access this capital. And you cannot move to the next step unless your capital is available. You don't want to get to the point to where your team has brought you a product and then you give them the old, oh, I can't access my funds for 30, 40, 50, 60 days. This is a people business. So have your funds available. Have it ready to go. Know what you're willing to invest. They're pushing us out. We're going to pick this up on the other side. I'm going to continue our discussion on the countdown to a rent home. My name is Mike Harrison, and this is the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. Over 25 years ago, Del Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Del has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the five ways we make money in real estate, and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com.
You have to decide, am I willing to get in right now? Is the world over? Is the good world over? Is it going to crash?
Miss your chance to ask Dell a question during the show? You can connect with Dell off the air, too. Go to DellOnTheRadio.com, click on the Twitter link, and ask your question. Hashtag AskDell.
I believe that a good teacher has the skill set to be able to bring people through multiple levels of learning that are completely different from one another.
Have a comment for Dell instead? Use hashtag TellDell.
We know you're out there, hiding in plain sight, living a life of quiet desperation, wondering if you're going to beat your money to the grave. There's a better way, a better life at Lifestyles Unlimited. It's time to live the life you deserve. You can only do that by creating passive income. Let us show you how. It's just 2 hours. It can't be worse than another meeting about meetings or another mindless night in front of the TV. Go to LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Today's show is titled Countdown to a Rent Home, and that's exactly what we're doing. There's a lot of ways to invest in real estate, and single-family homes is by far the easiest place to start. By far the easiest place to create passive streams of income. And that's why today I'm sharing a countdown for those of you considering a rent home purchase. And this countdown, as in countdown like a rocket launch, each step must be completed prior to moving to the next step. Each step's critical to the success of the entire endeavor. And if you skip a step, you're going to have problems at some point. And skipping a step could be a problem, a misfire, a major issue, right? And we last left off at step the number 8 in the countdown, and I called that one funds. And I just want to reiterate and go back here. It is crucial that you can access these funds immediately. Don't tie them up. Don't try to get the extra interest or what have you by putting them in something that you can't access them immediately, because you're going to need those funds immediately in this business. And it's important because when you commit to your team to take down a property and you can't access these funds, you're going to get in trouble, and this is a people business. So be sure you can access those funds immediately. Do what you say you're going to do. Before we continue on the countdown, I want to mention our Multifamily Masters Tour, because it's coming up here in Dallas, October 25th and 26th. You should reserve your spot now because seats are going quickly. And what the Multifamily Masters Tour is we'll get together, we'll get on a bus, and we will go visit at least 4 communities that have recently been purchased by our lead investors, some of our lead investors. And our lead investors are going to give us a tour of the community. They're going to open the books. They're going to share what they purchased the property for, the net operating income, the rehab that they have planned or that they are participating in currently with the property, what the units look like, what they're doing to the units as far as the new flooring, the new paint, and making the units better for the tenants to live there. So we go visit these apartment communities. It is a networking experience. It is fantastic. It's very educational. And again, we're all together on a bus for the whole day viewing these apartment communities and learning what our lead investors are doing. So you can get your seat at LifestylesUnlimited.com. LifestylesUnlimited.com and click on Multifamily Tour. Again, that's in Dallas-Fort Worth, and I know this is a national show, but it's Dallas-Fort Worth, October 25th and 26th. And if you're not here local, come visit us. I'm telling you, late October, typically, in Dallas-Fort Worth is great. It's not too hot, not too cool. The leaves are starting to turn, and we'd love to have you come visit. All right, back to the countdown of owning a single-family home. 7, pre-approval. Pre-approval is where you are essentially fueling the rocket, okay? There's a two-part sequence to the fueling if you follow our model. So pre-approval is with a conventional lender, and that's the fuel that's going to enable you to get this investment off the ground. You need to know where you sit. So go ahead, get pre-approved, visit with a conventional lender, form a relationship, and you need to see what you're qualified to acquire. Is it a $120,000 property, $150,000, a $300,000 property? You need to have this information. And the conventional lender is going to give you a pre-approval letter, and you will be able to share that letter with others. And essentially what that letter tells others is that you're real, that you're a buyer, and that you're ready to move, you're qualified to move. Now, there's a part B to this fueling process, to this pre-approval, and that's your hard money lender. And I'm not going to go into what hard money lending is. If you don't know, please feel free to email me or review some of our previous shows. But hard money lending is important, and that's essentially the fuel that's going to get this rocket off the pad, and the conventional lending is what's going to sustain you as you reach orbit or sustain the asset as it continues. So you need a relationship with a conventional lender and a hard money lender. If you're pre-approved with a conventional lender, the good thing is typically you're already approved with a hard money lender, but reach out, create that relationship, confirm it, and get your approval letters so that you can show those to realtors, wholesalers, people that are selling homes that you're ready to move and that you're prepared. Fuel that rocket. All right, continuing our countdown. I have it 6, team, okay? And by now, you should have a portion of your team assembled, but it's time to complete the roster. And for instance, at Lifestyles Unlimited, we have a vendor list of all kinds of people that help us with our investments. We've got everything from real estate agents, lenders, right? Conventional and hard money, home inspectors. Do not skip this step. Get your asset inspected before you purchase while you're in that contingency plan, right? In those 10 days, get it inspected. Don't skip that step because chances are you may have missed something and your home inspector is going to find it and at least notify you. Is it a deal breaker? No, but you can account for it. How about GCs? Are you going to be the GC? If so, you're going to need painters, flooring partners, electricians, plumbers, landscapers. Possibly, this product may have some major deferred maintenance. You may need roofers, carpenters, fencing people, or you may just want to hire a GC and let the GC handle it all. Again, when you're forming your team at this point, this is when to put it together, to have everybody that you need to help you. Real estate investing properly is definitely a team sport, and so do not try to do this on your own. In fact, every time I have someone come up to me and they say, well, Harrison, I tried real estate once and it failed because of this and this and this, or we lost our shirt, or my cousin bought a home and he didn't do very good, or she didn't do very good. I'm going to tell you, it's almost every time because they didn't have the right team. They did not surround themselves with individuals that were experts at their particular part of the business. They were experts at what they did. A good GC is going to save you. A great painter is going to get to the job, knock that house out. They're going to know what you need. And so our vendors are tailored to the real estate investor. So at countdown 6, team. Countdown 5, I call this in-flight procedures, okay? Not the flight plan, but the procedures. What are you going to do once you've purchased the home? You need to understand this. Once you take action and purchase the home, how are you going to manage the rehab? How are you getting this home leased to a great resident? You need to know this ahead. And what are the items that you check off on the in-flight procedure step? Well, marketing, right? You just purchased this property and you need to advertise it. You need to tell the world that this property is coming soon and it is available to rent soon. And that may look like a yard sign. It may look like utilizing Zillow Rents, and that's Zillow. Many of you may have heard of Zillow. So Zillow Rents is a site you can go to market your home. Will you use an agent to manage the property yourself? Or do you want a management company? Have you thought about that? Property management. So in-flight procedures is a lot of items about essentially what you're doing during the rehab. How are you going to market the property? Are you going to manage the property yourself, or are you going to have a management company? It also involves screening and applications. Very, very important. You need to use the same standards for all applicants, right? How are you going to address the security deposits? This is crucial. Proper tenant screening. Do not skip this step. Again, folks that have failed in real estate, well, many of them didn't screen their tenant. They were just so happy that they had someone that wanted to lease the unit from them that they didn't go through the screening process. Background checks, you need to do this. So that's all in-flight procedures. Continue on the countdown. 4, investment return criteria, okay? What is your cash-on-cash target return? In the market right now, I think anything above 15% is good. Can you do better? Absolutely. Do I see people do better? All the time. But at least have that criteria so that as you're filtering these deals, as they come across, as they come your way, you can decline or accept or decide, hey, I will look into this further. So you need that investment return criteria for your cash on cash return. And you also need that criteria for your equity capture, right? What are you looking for in equity capture? And for instance, I saw a case study a few months with a 92% equity capture. I don't think that was the target criteria of these particular owners that acquired this property. I believe that their target was less than that. It just turned out that they received a 92% equity capture. But the bottom line was they had a target of what they were willing to accept. So maybe that number is 20%. For instance, if you say, hey, I'll invest $30,000 into this asset, and maybe you want your equity capture to be a minimum of 20%. So 4 is investment return criteria. Again, they're pushing us out, and we're going to pick up the countdown to a single family home in just a minute. My name is Mike Harrison, and this is the Dale Walmsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Dale Walmsley Radio Show. Dale will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Did you know that every dollar you invest in real estate makes you money 5 ways?
Cash flow.
Money in your pocket each month.
Equity capture.
The thousands of dollars you create when you have the right team and buy the right property using the right map.
Appreciation.
Real estate can increase in value over time.
Equity buildup.
Renters pay down your mortgage each month. And finally,
the tax advantage.
When done correctly, real estate investors pay no taxes on our cash flow and capital gains. At Lifestyles Unlimited, these are the 5 ways we make money in real estate, which is why real estate accounts for more millionaires in the world today than any other investment vehicle. You should have some real estate in your portfolio. To learn how to attend a Lifestyles Unlimited free workshop, call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com and register for the next available workshop. That's 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
Dell says the things you just can't say to your friends, boss, kids, financial planner, spouse, even the cat. Need him to deliver the message for you? Don't worry. Dell's past show archives are just a mouse click away. So go to DellOnTheRadio.com and turn your speakers up for everyone to hear. Dell delivers his daily Dellisms and liberating unconventional wisdom 24 hours a day at DellOnTheRadio.com.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days, for a week, a couple of months, a year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Austin's Talk, 1370.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Today we've been reviewing the countdown to a single family home. On to the last three of the countdown. And at step three, we're just about to lift off and purchase our first single family home. But I want to review our previous steps briefly. All right, let's go through this. So at 11, education. 10, mentor. 9, flight plan. 8, funds. 7, pre-approval. 6, team. 5, in-flight management procedures. 4, investment return criteria. 3, analysis. Okay, at analysis, your team is helping you locate opportunities, okay? You need to know what the purchase price range is, your investment. You already know your purchase price range and your investment return goals. However, how do you analyze the deal? How do you know what's a good price and what do other homes in the area rent for? What are other homes in the neighborhood selling for? You see, real estate is about the neighborhood. Rental passive income real estate is all about the neighborhood that it's in. So what may be a good deal in a metroplex as an average, for instance, may not work in this particular neighborhood. So you must have a way to analyze each and every deal. And how do you do this? Well, a realtor can absolutely help you. A realtor can run comps for that neighborhood, like comps. Very important. If you're looking at 322s, you need to look at comps for 322s, for instance. And a realtor can help you run rental comps, like rental comps, right? Or you can do the work yourself. You can dig online and you can research home by home by home, and you can spend an hour or two on each deal that comes across. But I'm telling you, that's not the most effective way to do it. At Lifestyles Unlimited, we use a tool called the Quest Property Evaluator. And this Quest Evaluator, let me tell you what, this is fantastic. This is one of the greatest items that was created at Lifestyles Unlimited. And literally, you take the Quest Property Evaluator and you fill in the MLS number. With that MLS number, it will auto-populate almost all of the information. And then you can set your comparison variables. You want to look at everything within 6 months or everything within a year, and you can set it up. And literally within a few minutes, you have all the information you need to make a sound decision. Literally 2 to 3 minutes most. You know what your cash on cash return is. You know what your equity capture is. You know what the rent comps are. And so you can evaluate and decide whether the math makes sense based on your criteria. Now, don't worry, if you don't have an MLS number, for instance, if the property's not on the market, you can still use Quest and fill in the pertinent information, purchase price, the square footage, etc., and run it. It's just going to maybe take you an extra minute or two, but literally Quest helps us. So a realtor can help you. You can do the information yourself online. It's there if you know where to look, or you can use the Quest. So that was three. Was analysis, and that's how you're going to decide whether this is a good deal or a bad deal. You're going to decide whether to move forward. And so after analysis, when you find a deal that works for your criteria, for your flight plan, what do? Boom, action, liftoff. That is two in the countdown. Liftoff is actually two. Yes, with rockets, I know liftoff is one, but with us in single family investing, liftoff is actually countdown two. And it's important. Don't hesitate. Don't panic. Don't get confused or the term analysis or paralysis by analysis. Don't get trapped in that because you've done your homework prior. And even myself, I dragged my feet on the first deal and I had to be pushed into it. But when the deal comes across, you've done all your steps in the countdown. If the math makes sense, buy the property. Set your plan in motion. You're educated. You have a mentor. You know what you're looking for. You have everything you need. You've prepared for it. And really, liftoff is managing expectations. That's what you're doing. What do you do at liftoff? One, you agree to buy the home. Two, you alert your team immediately. Your contractors need to know when you're closing so that they can start within 48 to 72 hours on the rehab. You're going to go to closing. You're going to manage the process. And within 90 days, you should be complete. That's always been my target. I literally want to close, and within 90 days later, I want to be done and have a great resident in a great property. And so I do my rehab in between. I get out of the hard money financing, and I refinance into a conventional. And I want that process to take 90 days. Now, are there some properties that are just so destroyed it's going to take you longer than 90 days for the rehab? Sure. But again, that's in your flight plan. That's in your model. And you've prepared for that. Okay. So with me, it's 90. But depending on the property, maybe you adjust that. But mission success, what does mission success look like? For us, it looks like best product, best price, occupied, and cash flowing. So step two is action. It's liftoff. And it's really nothing more than managing the expectations, because you have prepared by following the countdown, by following all the steps. Okay, so what is the last step in the countdown? Let's get to it, because I know many of you thought step one was liftoff, and it's not. This is my show. It's my countdown. But the one more step, let's look at the mission, okay? What was our mission that I discussed at the beginning of the show? Our mission was to create passive streams of income. It was to buy back our time. It was to grow our wealth, and ultimately to retire. We know one rent home's not going to retire anyone, but I've seen seven do it, right? Seven rent homes, $2,800 per month. I have seen seven rent homes retire some people. One rent home is going to provide you about $400 per month in positive cash flow. So what about 10 rent homes? That's approximately $4,000 per month in positive cash flow. Would that change your life? So the last step is to reload and do it again and accomplish the mission. Well, that's about it for today's show. I encourage you to check us each and every day. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Dale Walmsley Radio Show. I want you to remember, it's not about the money. It's all about the lifestyle. Make it a great day.
Listening to the Dell Walmsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught, so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Dell Walmsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Dell Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Dell Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Dell Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Dell Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.